We're back here on the fan. We got some Cam Newton trolls in hot pursuit, Jimmy. We got Carolina Bryan trying to contact us. Fonda, the Cowboy fan, she's emailing. Oh, y'all are in hot pursuit. But right now, luckily, Jim, we are able to dodge that for a minute and change it up and talk about the Hornets. Although the last couple of games are, I want to say, equally as frustrating as the Panthers have been, but darn, they've both been frustrating in their own right out there on the West Coast. And we want a national perspective on the Hornets, and we're lucky enough to get one from one of the best out there, Chris Mannix, SI, and NBC, who joins us here on the Mac Attack, talk to Hornets and some NBA. Chris, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
We're doing good, man. We're doing good. I mean, let's set this up first and let you know. I mean, this city is as cranked as it has been about the NBA since I've been here. I've been here going on 11 years, and we need it. The way the Panthers are playing, I think everybody's looking to the Hornets and saying, all right, this could be our salvation. The Hornets are also frustrating us, especially on the road where they haven't won a game yet. I still look at this, though, Chris, as I think we've got to be patient because of the changes. You bring in a guy like Lance, I think you got to be patient with us. You've got two new starters. You include Marvin Williams. What are your feelings on the Hornets? Do you also feel like, hey, this team's going to at some point gel and play their best ball late? I mean, how concerned should we be about some of these losses on the road?
Yeah, I think you do have to be patient. You mentioned the newcomers to the team, and obviously, as you're seeing across the league, when you add real elements to a lineup, game changing elements, it takes time for those guys to kind of come together. Now, all that being said, Lance's conditioning and the way he's played early on has got to be a little concerning. I mean, I wrote something last week quoting some scouts that watched him, and they weren't impressed with the shape that Lance was in. They weren't impressed with the defense that he was playing. And this is a guy that I frankly thought was a free agent coup for this team in the offseason. And he could still translate into that down the line. But the early returns on him, you have to be pretty disappointed in what you're seeing. It just, as one scout told me, it just doesn't look like he put in a lot of effort this offseason to get better. So that's something I think that Lance has to clean up quickly, because he needs to be an overall both sides of the ball factor for this team if they're going to make any type of noise in the Eastern Conference.
When you look at this team, I mean, where do you think is a what is their ceiling in the East? I mean, if they put it all together, I think, Michael Jordan has said in the past he would like this team to be this season a top four team in the East. Let's get home court for a playoff series. I mean, are they capable of doing that? Do they? Because this is the most talent that this organization, I know it's not saying much, Chris, but it's by far the most talent they've had.
Yeah, I mean, being a top four seed might be wishful thinking at this point. You're seeing Toronto, a team with great chemistry, start to run away a little bit early on. Cleveland's going to get it together. Chicago's getting it together. You still got Washington in the mix there in that kind of four spot. I mean, I think that getting into the playoffs again and maybe being a 5-6 seed at this point would be a win for them. And if they get that far, if they get into one of those spots, I think they do have a real chance to win a first-round series. I mean, having Noel Jefferson last year in the playoffs just destroyed their chances right from the start. But if they wind up avoiding Cleveland, Chicago in that first round, they've got an opportunity to beat a Toronto or to beat a Washington in one of those first-round series, even without home court advantage. So that's the next step for this team. I don't think they're in a position where they can challenge either one of those top two teams in the East, but they can certainly, if positioned right, win a playoff series.
Hey, Chris, Gerald Henderson did not play against the Portland Trail Blazers last night, coach's decision, and he's probably not going to play a lot. Coaches said he really likes P.J. Harrison. He wants him out there because he spaces the floor out real nicely. Is Henderson tradable? Is he tradable? $6 or $7 million a year I think he's making this year and next year. Is he tradable?
It's really hard to get a read on what teams are thinking in terms of what type of salaries they're looking to take on. The new TV deal has changed the dynamics so dramatically, whereas teams that at times weren't looking to add salary now look at a potential $80-plus million salary cap in 2016 and say they're perfectly fine adding long-term salary to the equation. So I would say tentatively, yes, he could be tradable. He's obviously not a three-point threat, but he's got a decent mid-range game. He defends a little bit. He could be an asset to a team that may be looking for that type of fit. But I'll tell you, I really like P.J. Harrison. I liked him before the draft. He's got an NBA body already. And like you said, he can space the floor a little bit. His problem's always been between his ears. I mean, if he can get that solved and be a more mature player, that could be a steal for where they got him in the draft.
We're talking with Chris Mannix, NBA writer for SI, and with NBC as well, getting a national perspective on this Hornets team. They lose last night, and they stay winless on the road, 3-5 right now, with Phoenix coming up next, and then Golden State Saturday on the, when they wrap up the West Coast trip. Let's go. I want to get your perspective. You cover the league, so you know the values of players in this league. The Kemba Walker contract at 4 years, $48 million. What did you think of that?
You know, I didn't love it at first. Because, I mean, that's kind of the going rate for the second-tier point guards. And when I say that, I look at Kyle Lowry, who got a very similar deal in Toronto. And I frankly think Kyle Lowry is a better player than Kemba Walker at this stage. And all that being said, it is the going rate for second-tier point guards. And Kemba kind of is on that second tier right now, right there with Ty Lawson, who got a comparable deal. Eric Bledsoe got even more money at this stage. So I think Kemba still has a lot more to prove. He's got to be more consistent. He's got to be better with his shot. He's obviously going to be more of a leader at that point guard position for this team. And I think he's got to be better at, you know, not just playing with the ball. I mean, he's very good when he's got the ball in his hands and making plays, but he's got to be less ball dominating at times, at least in my opinion. Well, if he takes those steps, that contract's going to be well worth it. And frankly, you know, this and in the past where we've criticized contracts like Mike Conley, he had a contract 3 or 4 years ago. Everybody kind of laughed at. Now he's worth every nickel of it. Kemba could be worth every nickel of that contract, but I think he's got a ways to go to ultimately prove it.
All right, last thing. We got about a minute. You're one of your coworkers at SI, Lee Jenkins, got people fired up here in Charlotte. He went when he was on the Jim Rome show, and Rome asked about, you know, could Kobe be traded at some point? And Lee was talking about the offseason, and the number one team he mentioned is Charlotte. Kobe, you know, he sees Charlotte as a fit for Kobe if he would get dealt after this season. Do you think, I mean, how do you look at that? Do you look at that all as a possibility? Because it got people cranked up, either they want him or don't want him. I mean, he got people going crazy here, Chris.
I'm not sure I like that from either perspective. I don't know why Kobe would want to go to Charlotte at this point. I mean, the Hornets are obviously on the way up, but it's going to take them a couple of years, even with Kobe, to establish that. And if you're the Hornets, do you really want to take on that massive salary to gobble up your cap space over the next year or two? I think he's more likely to go to a team like the Knicks, which plays the triangle, which can absorb that contract, which will pay the luxury tax. That seems far more likely than Charlotte. I hadn't even heard any of the rumors of Charlotte at this point in time. That seemed a little far-fetched to me.
Okay, all right, good deal. Hey, Chris, we appreciate it, man. Keep up the good work. How do we you're a great follow, too, on Twitter for NBA stuff. How do they get you on Twitter?
It's Chris Mannix, SI.
All right, Chris, very simple, at Chris Mannix, SI. Chris, you're the man. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
You got it.